Princess Mirabel. Written by Julia Donaldson. Illustrated by Lydia Monks. Read by Sophie Thompson. Dragonpox. "You've got some new ones on your face," said Ellen's mum. "Don't scratch them or you'll make them worse." Ellen was off school with chickenpox. She didn't feel all that ill, but she did feel sorry for herself because she was missing the school outing to the dolphin display. "Can you read me a story?" she asked mum. But just then the front doorbell rang. "I'm sorry, I can't. That's Mrs. Foster Smith come for her piano lesson. Look, here are your library books. And remember, no scratching." She went out of the room. Ellen picked up one of the books. It was full of stories about princesses. She flipped through the pages, looking at the pictures. The princesses were all very beautiful, with swirly-looking clothes and hair down to their waists. None of them had chickenpox. Ellen started to read The Sleeping Beauty, but it was difficult to concentrate. For one thing, her spots were so itchy. For another, Mrs. Foster Smith was thumping away at the fairies' dance on the piano downstairs. The way she played it, it sounded more like the elephants' dance. Ellen decided to have a look at her new spots. There was no mirror in her bedroom, so she put on her right slipper, she had lost her left one, and padded into the bathroom. She studied her face in the mirror over the basin. One of the new spots was right in the middle of her nose. The more Ellen looked at it, the itchier it felt. Her hand crept towards it. Just a little tiny scratch wouldn't matter, surely. Her finger was just about to touch the spot when a strange thing happened. Her reflection dodged to one side and said, "Don't scratch or you'll turn into a toad." Ellen didn't reply. She was too surprised. She just stared. "I've never seen such a bad case of dragonpox," said the mirror girl. "It's not dragonpox, it's chickenpox," Ellen found herself saying. "Anyway, yours is just as bad. You're my reflection." "Don't be silly. I'm not you," said the mirror girl. And to prove it, she stuck one hand out of the mirror. And then the other. "Come on, help me out," she said, reaching for Ellen's hand. Ellen gave a gentle pull, and the mirror girl climbed out of the mirror, into the basin, and down onto the bathroom floor. "What a funny little room," she said. "It's not that little," said Ellen. This was true. There was room in the bathroom for three of the tall pot plants that Mum was so keen on. The mirror girl laughed. "The bathroom in the palace is about 10 times this size," she said. "The palace?" repeated Ellen. "Of course. Where would you expect a princess to live?"
"Are you a princess, then?"
"I most certainly am. I'm Princess Mirabel. You really ought to curtsy, but as you're my friend, I'll let you off."
"But you don't look like a princess," said Ellen. "You look just like me. You've got the same pyjamas and just one slipper. You've even got a plaster on your finger like me."
"These are just my dressing-up clothes," said Mirabel. "In the palace, I usually wear a dress of silver silk like the moon." She thought for a moment and then added, "Or one of gold and satin, like the sun. And anyway, my slipper's on my left foot and my plaster's on my right finger. Yours are the other way round."
Ellen didn't see that this made much difference, but she didn't want to get into an argument, so instead she asked Mirabel,
"Why have you got the plaster? Did you cut yourself on the bread knife like me?"
"No, of course not," said Mirabel. "I was pricked on..."